What is the meaning of family to you? That's the reflection of the day. I decided to reflect on this because I just realized, I did not know, someone brought to my attention that the month of, actually, the 5 weeks between Mother's Day and Father's Day was dedicated to National Family Week, weeks, I guess, National Family Month. And this month is a month where, we should be reflecting on what is our family doing? How is our family doing? Doing a family check. How am I doing with my family? How is my family doing with me? Am I connecting to my family or am I disconnecting from my family? And if I have too many people in my family that don't speak with me, then the idea is to take this moment to reflect. If you're thinking that everyone else has the problem, but you see that your family is connected, but you're the only one that is sort of put to the side, then instead of making excuses and asking why me being a victim, I would invite you to take this time and be curious and with curiosity ask your family, why is it that you don't connect with me as much? Or why is it that I'm not invited to events, family events as much? And be curious to find out why. Because that would give you the key to creating the connection. And if you are someone that doesn't speak, let's say, to your children, and you have a year or 2 years that you've decided for whatever reason, and most of the time, if you think about it, the reasons are really so egotistic. It's the ego because you want to be right and you want to direct the way that your children are going to live their life, the way who they talk to, what career they're going to go into, what are their choices, what do they want to be, who do they want to marry. All of these things separate the heart of life, which is your family. You think about it, you're supposed to be loving your family the most. Family is the unity of life. And so many families are broken into pieces and they don't even connect. This happens, obviously, I think, at every family level because we're human beings that are broken. And sometimes the brokenness becomes too much for some people to handle. And there are so many reasons why, families don't talk to each other. But I would really want you to take this time to reflect on, are those reasons really good reason for me to not be able to create a family connection, to not feed blood, strong blood into the heart of the family, to let it die slowly. And then, as if you're young, let's say, and you have this situation, and as you get older, the void becomes even bigger. And look, it is harder as you get older, you're going to need family more and more. But many people wait until later to reflect and say, wow, what have I done? And you've done so much damage, and so many years of this disconnection creates a void that sometimes people die and is never filled. People die without connecting with each other again. I mean, I know that there are, fathers and mothers that don't talk to their children. And it's all because the ego. There are times I do understand situations where sometimes you have a child that unfortunately, because of you know, the past or because of trauma, the child does not want to be helped and they disappear or they hurt you or they're stealing for you and they're into drugs and things like that. And I understand that at some point you have to save yourself. You know, sometimes those children or parents or cousins or brothers, they just are damaging not only their life, but they take on other people with the destruction that they're making. And I understand that sometimes it is time to say, yo digo no más, and you have to separate from certain people in your family. But when you are someone, and I think that's the reflection that we need to look, you know, reflect on, am I someone that most of my family don't talk to? Because if that is the case, then if you like to find out the reason, don't go ask in a judgmental way or already being a victim and saying that they're wrong and you're right. Just go ask with curiosity. Why is it that most people in my family don't talk to me? Could you tell me? I'm not going to get upset. I am trying to really understand and be a better person. And I want to grow, because ultimately the most beautiful connection in life is the connection of your family, especially your children. Wow. For me, that is the most beautiful connection that I've been able to create in my life. And I've created so many beautiful connections in my family. But for me, the fact that my children want to spend time with me, that they want me around, that I am leaving such a void when I'm gone that they are going to have a hard time forgetting me. The love is so deep. The memories are so many that the day that I, you know, close my eyes for the last time and they don't have me around, they will be able to live their lifetime full of memories of love, connection, understanding, protection, being someone that my kids can come to without judging them, that they know they're not going to be judged, and that I can go to them also not feeling that they will judge me, and that I can ask for advice, and that they can come to me for advice. That's a beautiful way of living. And the peace that comes with that, people lose that peace and they don't realize how valuable it is. Because if you did realize how valuable it is, then you know what happens? Then you're not going to be someone that sees black and white. You will start seeing the gray, because there's always grayness. There is not, nothing is black or white. Perception is what determines this blackness and this whiteness. And when you are perceiving that you know it all, then guess what? I'm sorry to tell you, you don't. You don't, and there is work to be done so that you get to the gray, to see the gray. Because this life is better. Why should you do this? Because I know that when you're black and white, you're not happy. I know you're not happy. You can tell the people, you can make believe that you're happy, but you're not. Because what it does is black and whiteness creates righteousness. And righteousness creates a distance. Nobody wants to be around a righteous energy. You won't even allow people to talk. Most of the time, you're not, obviously, you're not listening, because it doesn't matter what they say. It matters only what you say. So the idea is to reflect. Reflect on what does your family mean to you? And what do you mean to your family? There's so much to learn from that question. And the beauty of life, as I always like to say, is that as long as you have life, you have an opportunity to reflect, reset, and reconnect. Today, I am inviting you to dedicate some time during this National Family Awareness Month. to make the changes that you feel are necessary for you to create the peace, the connection, and the love in your family. Have a blessed day.